Hi, this is Duchess Robinson, Arita Robinson from 8x10 Design and Duchess.pro.co. So I want to talk about some things that I will be doing this current week. I do have a live podcast coming up later tonight at 8. If you check my website, Duchess.pro.co, you will get an opportunity to hear and see some things. Actually, I probably will put out a live video blog simulcast. I'm going to record it and then I'm going to broadcast it live so I can have an opportunity to answer some questions and not pay attention to what is said to me in the comments. I'll get an opportunity to read it and respond all at the same time. So let's get into the ebook that I just created. It is going to be rather hilarious. The book is called Don't Be a Salty Blank. So I decided to use that particular title, and I utilize the image of growing up. We always had the salt boxes when we were growing up, and now we use sea salt, and now they came out with sea salt. So basically it is a brief, hilarious conversation about about doing and why people react to certain things that you're doing. I know me personally, people are seeing things that they have not seen before from me. It's not the fact that I didn't know how to do it and I just did it, but I've been working to help other people with their brains over the years, and I've never had an opportunity to just fully go through my own projects and have myself fully as my own client and monetize off of that completely. So I'm showing people different things and techniques that I've done over the years. I've built up businesses. I didn't even, you know, share it on my own personal pages because I've always had business pages for social media follows and building up rather large numbers. So this is going to be completely funny because conversations over the years, comments, everything else like that, as I was writing it, and I used a little AI technologies to look at a couple of different things and phrases that I wanted to say. Like I said, AI is not something that you have to completely use. If you have talent, you know how to incorporate it into your business model structure or your thoughts. It's there as an assistant, as a help. So you're only as good as you utilize your own creativity in combination with AI technology. I'll say that until I'm blue in the face. But this particular book, it comes from a lot of different thoughts. So the thoughts are things that I've watched overnight, or I've seen on TV, or conversations that I've had with people in general. So it came from a bunch of ideas. And I was laughing because I know there's going to be some people, just human nature, that'll think I'm talking about them. People to me that have that mentality, they're guilty about something that they did or said, because I don't have time to think about individual people when I have other things to do. So before I get a social media message, a text message, a phone call, a visit, I don't think about you. Stop. So that's just a funny thing that I read on a social media post about every time I post something on social media, what was the caption, if you think it's about you, then it's about you. And that's for people who really believe that they're self-important and what you say has something to model against them. It doesn't. And indirectly into there, it kind of pushes on that thought and why people think that way in there, and just writing it, and it was over nobody else. It's just basically why people do things. It's hilarious. It's funny. It's fun. It's just for people to get a ha-ha laugh, but also give some insight on why people do certain things or feel certain ways when you are moving in a different direction than they feel that you should be in. You know, there's people who will believe that they know you inside and out. And I wrote a blog about that. It's called You Don't Know Arita. And basically, it's over the years, people assume that they know me, they know my thoughts, they know all of these things. But how can you know me? And it tells you only God knows that person. And people swear, well, I know my child or I know my husband. And then they come up and say, oh, I didn't know they would do something like that. So it comes from conversations like that. No, you may have shared time with me or went to school with me or, you know, but you don't live in a house with me. You don't, even the people you live in a house with, you really don't know. You don't know what I'm thinking. So when people feel that way, that's just their own weird little way trying to make themselves feel that they have some insight to you or anything else like that. A sharing couple of conversations over the years does not constitute knowing a lot of people. And there's a lot of books and everything else out there that is to that point. And that's what that's what they have. They really don't know how creativity can stretch. Because you don't see things physically does not mean it is not there. And I hear people all the time, well, I didn't know you can do that. Well, I didn't know you did that. And they've known me for years. So it goes with certain things I just really don't sit there and talk about. I don't sit there and talk about all my accomplishments. I think that's just so gross when people do that. I don't, there are people that sit there and tell me they've achieved more than I have. And I sit there and laugh. Because you're looking for some physical exploration that you've received and gratification. Well, I did this. Well, I bought this and I got this. And it does not match up. The math is not mathing there. So I just sit there and look at people. And I don't necessarily make comments because if that makes them feel better, let it make them feel better. People brag to me all the time. Well, I got this and I did that. To me, congratulations. I don't think nothing about it once they tell me. Like, if I bring it up, it means it's something that I reflected back on for conversations. But I've also grown to know since I've had time to think, when you do things, it's not showing off if you do it better than somebody else. And some people will say to you, and this is getting into the book a little bit. It's a brief little ebook. What really generally happens is when you do things and it's been given to you, you show the glory of God more than you show your own ability. And that's how I look at it now. Before, I'm like, I don't want to embarrass anybody because I've had conversations literally over the years where people, and I'm learning this now as I got older, that they will sit there and say how they feel. Well, you think you can do things better than everybody else, but other people can do stuff. And back then when it was said to me before, I felt like, oh, well, maybe I'm being a little arrogant about my abilities and stuff like that. But as I've grown to mature, it is, I want you to stop outshining me type of conversation. And people will do that. They'll try to make you feel bad because you can do well and you're doing well with that. Most people will sit there. If you have confidence in your own ability, you don't need to say that to somebody else. That's just general and to the point. And people will always try to put reflectors on your shine. They'll hold up things to reflect back on you and make it darker because you're too bright for them. And when you feel that way, it is that way. There, you should not feel bad at all. because it's something that God has given you. And long as you're not using it to make people feel bad or ability, if this is something you truly are good at and you do it well, you do it well, you do it to the best and give God the glory for all of it. Because if you do it in His way, if you do it in showing Him the glory, and I thank God for what He has given me to allow me to do these things, and you truly know and know this in your heart, how other people feel about it around you, it doesn't matter. Maturity will tell you, okay, I don't want to make people feel bad because I know how to do this. I don't want to make people feel bad because I can sing well. I don't want to make people feel bad because I'm an artist. I don't want to make people feel bad because I can exercise my creativity in a aesthetically pleasing way, because to me, art in many different ways show things. There's so many different things people will bite. Well, she, how can she do all of that? Y'all know I could do art for years. I went to school for it, master's, undergraduate, high school. So why are you sitting there looking at me now? She doing it. Not everything is made to make people reflect your abilities, because they'll never know how it feels, because they're not in that predicament. And sometimes their conversation will reflect it. And instead of trying to correct it, and I'm learning as I got older, I used to hate that. I used to hate when people just say misinformation and I try to correct it all the day long. I like literally try to correct it. I literally put my phone on silent and mute, and this is what happens. I really believe I did. So let me try to push it down again. I thought I clicked it over and it didn't. So you won't hear that sound again. So primarily it's to a point where you really have to be confident in who you are. Know the reason why you do what you're doing. People will often also claim your abilities. Well, if it wasn't for me, or she got that from me, or she did that because of me, people will always try to put themselves in the vicinity of anything that looks great or talented. They will always try to take and dim that shine to make themselves feel good for the self-reflection that they have in themselves. If they did not do it, and they had the ability to do it, then you can't claim other people who do things as your own. You really can't. It makes no sense. There are people who do that. I've heard, and we're looking at this, and of course I got that specifically for a lot of the stuff that we've been seeing on social media lately, and comments that I've seen. Like, there's a young man, and I posted it, and he was singing a gospel song, and this is another reason why I wrote this book and a lot of the things that I'm saying. So I'm reading through the comments, and the comments were so negative. And this man was singing to the glory of God, but he did not look the way that they thought he should look. He had eyelashes, long eyelashes, glasses, and he had a long drape cape. Voice is beautiful. The song, you felt the anointing in this young man's mouth. And the conversation in there, like, oh, look what he got on, and oh, look. And my thought prior to me growing, I would have went head on with the people who said that and say, and this isn't in my mind, and say, the devil won because you're focusing on one thing versus what is there. And I knew that would have took away from his video growth, because that would have been an argument, because people being salty that this man can sing that would have taken away from the video and started an argument. Instead, I gave compliment to his ability to sing and shared it, more so than to go head to head with somebody who's just ignorant, and you can feel the jealousy. So they pointed out something that they felt negative. You can't put nobody out of heaven or hell, and you can't say what somebody will do. That is my own thought on that, and that's why this ebook to me was hilarious. The green-eyed monster, the shadow self. And if you, it's written for in the perspective of if you feel that way or you don't feel that way, and why people think that. Very brief, very basic, very something to just chew on and to have a conversation. And yes, the cover is hilarious. It's you know, I'm going to do something marketing wise. So I'm recording this particular podcast because one is marketing. Of course, I'm going to put the link to the book inside of my podcast. It makes sense. Of course, I'm going to include it in some other marketing materials for people to get on air. But I know how people think. I know there's going to be whispers. She was talking about me. If you think it's about you, like that meme says, then it's about you. Otherwise, that's not how I think. That's not how I believe. I don't even, when I write stuff like this, it's a combination of things that I see on social media, TikTok, Facebook, stuff. And I said, oh, that's a good topic. Let me write on that. And that's something people are going through, because I watch trends that happen. And I listen to what I'm saying right here. I listen to conversations. So what does that mean? I listen to how people conversate and what they are thinking. And that's marketing. Marketing and branding. So look for a couple of cheat sheets and giveaways and stuff like that to help people on their online digital marketing practices and side hustles and utilizing AI technology, because it's taken over. People shouldn't be afraid of it. I hear that a lot. Oh, I'm afraid of that stuff. Well, you've been using it. If you have an Alexa, if you have a smartphone, if you have anything, AI technology has been around. There are people that will put things in the atmosphere to scare you off from doing anything that will benefit you financially. And people fall into it every time. Technology should not scare you. I've talked about it on a previous podcast. Prior to the pandemic, you should have a website. You should have these things in place, because if there's a snowstorm, you should not have a reason to stop service. And the reason why I had that, I was in a church for many years that we were on in a main area, and they would close the street down for different festivals. And I did like what the preacher did afterwards. He said, well, we're not going to stop because they're having festivals. But many times services were canceled because of it. And I've always thought we have to stop doing that. So that's why we're doing things, and we're pushing and promoting different things. And I have the time right now. So I have the time to market and help and integrate things to help other people be here. You're going to have, and these are the things people don't talk about. You will have people who will try to stop it because they can't get it. They don't understand it, or they're just flat out jealous. It happens. So let's continue to go. I will have the link of where you can purchase this book. It's going to be like a nominal price because it is what it is. So thank you for listening. Talk to you soon.